It's a beautiful evening, isn't it? And I startled you. I'm sorry. That is so dreadfully impolite. Where are my manners? I am... What is wrong with me? You're a guest, an honored guest. And here I am startling you. Of course, you're not meant to be here, are you? Oh, you got lost. Of course you got lost. Why else would you be out here? Why else would you have wandered off on your own in a... Why don't we start again? It's a beautiful night, isn't it? Don't the gardens look just so gorgeous? So, are you having fun? It's a very fun party. Alex throws the best parties. Very exclusive. Hard to get into. But you know that, don't you, Detective? Detective? I'm mistaken. Of course I am. I am completely mistaken. I honestly don't know what's wrong with me. Perhaps I should go and talk to Alex, just get this all cleared up. Don't be hasty. Look at the view. Just look at the view. See, this is going to be your excuse. The gardens. The trees, the plants. Because your mother was such an avid gardener. You look so confused. We are really, really going to have to work on your poker face. Detective, if you're going to go undercover with the mob, you need a bit more... Sorry, it's just your face. Your face is just, We'll work on that. We will work on your very expressive face. Though I don't blame you. Not really you. You weren't expecting anyone to clock you tonight. You weren't expecting anyone to be suspicious. Not when you had such a formal introduction. How did you wrangle that, by the way? I mean, your recommendations. They are all solid. Wait. Are you legit? Are you actually an assassin? That. Would be so impressive, just so impressive. See, that's what you should do. If anyone comes to you and calls you detective, if anyone hints that they know who you really are, you play it off. It's just a cover. I mean, what better cover could there be? A detective. You should laugh, because that always works. Humour. But you shouldn't be worried, because no one has any idea who you really are. No one knows that you have a gold shield, that this is all fake. Because you're doing a very good job of being convincing. Well, apart from that poker face. I do have to be fair, though. I mean, I don't, but I will, because we're on the same side. I let you get comfortable. While I was being a good hostess, I was keeping an eye on you. And you were very subtle. Oh, it was pristine. No one saw you sneak away. No one saw you investigating. Planting those bugs, which I have removed and disposed of course, but not for the reasons you're thinking. Poker face, please. Please. It's important. I mean, you know why you're here. You know why you're doing this. Why you're doing something so very dangerous. and all without Becca. Which is really dumb, by the way. Brave, dedicated, oh so noble, but dumb. See, this is not the sort of thing you should be attempting without backup. Only an idiot would go undercover with the mob without a partner. An idiot like, a particular FBI agent. An FBI agent who, well, like you, they want to know who really is the big bad in this city. They want to know who's behind the curtain. Who's controlling everything from the shadows. Like you. They've tried the official approach. But of course, it doesn't work. You know that all too well. The amount of times you try to get an investigation floated. The amount of times you've tried to get a warrant. Oh, you know it never works. So what to do? Well, you did the same thing as I did. I'm the FBI agent, by the way. Just in case you were wondering. You decided to be an idiot. You decided to go undercover. Now this could be a trap. This could all be a ploy, a game. I could be the bait. Or, perhaps, you found yourself a partner. Aren't the trees so pretty in the moonlight? Now, it was a good plan, coming to the party. Bugging the house, only, Alex is very careful. Oh, so very careful. And the house is checked 4 times a day. And not to be mean, but your bugs were a little bit old-fashioned. Not exactly bleeding edge. They would have been discovered. And then, well, I've worked too hard to have Alex getting suspicious. Now the bugs I planted. Well, I haven't found them yet. And they've been in place for 3 months. Not that I've got a lot of useful material. Alex is very careful. Too careful. Alex is not the one pulling the strings. See, we both know that the mastermind is intelligent, cruel and cold, and very adaptable. And that definitely, definitely is not Alex. Which is not great. Because that means that our job has gotten a lot harder. Because we have to go deeper. We have to go deeper. Which is why I intend on taking Alex out. Alex has helpfully made quite a few mistakes and covered them very, very badly. There's a lot of evidence. Evidence that I have oh so helpfully kept a record of. I'm not just Alex's girlfriend. Though that's what you think I am. Of course you do. Because I am careful. But we're in the same business. I like to think of myself as a troubleshooter, a problem solver. It's how I gained Alex's confidence. But my cover story, girlfriend, that's all a lie. Now Alex is trying very hard to change that. And that is going to work to our benefit. Because it's a very, very useful distraction. Alex is besotted. Alex is just enthralled Alex is just captivated by my charms. Because I'm very good at what I do. And that means that Alex is distracted. And that has allowed me to position myself into striking distance. Now, this is where you're going to have to make a decision. How badly do you want the mastermind? How badly do you want to get to the bottom of it all? Because, to go deeper, we're going to have to do something very bad. Alex needs to be eliminated. Alex needs to be taken out. And it would be so much better for you if you helped me. It would ratify your position. Because when I take Alex's place, and don't worry, I am definitely, definitely taking Alex's place, I'm going to need a right hand. And because we're in the same business, it would be understandable. The shared history would be easy to manufacture. Because the truth will come out. The truth that I'm an assassin. The truth that Alex was careless. The truth that we have history. And everyone will lap it up. And you will be almost untouchable. No one would ever think you were a detective. Because no detective, undercover or not, would allow that to happen. No detective would be party to murder. So, how badly do you want it? How desperately do you want to know the truth? Now you might be wondering why I'm telling you this here, because while we're in the open, this is a bad place to be spilling secrets. Only it's not. Because I've worked a little magic. This is a very good place to talk about secrets. To spill your guts. This is the only place. Because the rest of the house is covered. But not this place. Now I think it's time we went back to the party. Because we have been missed. And Alex is curious. Not suspicious, but curious. Alex knows that I love the gardens. Oh, I just adore them. I spend so much time on this patio just communing with nature. Just working my magic. Of course, I don't have anyone to talk to about the gardens. Because your average mobster doesn't really appreciate nature. But you asked about the gardens. So of course I had to show them to you. And when we go back, we're going to be talking about trees and flowers and how delightful your mother's garden was. And on the way back, we will just be so deep in conversation. We won't even have realized how long we've been gone. Oh no! Oh, I lost track of time. I just got... Oh, I am an awful hostess. I just got so caught up in talking about the trees and the plants and my rose bushes. Sorry, it's just, you know how I feel about my rose bushes. And I'm an awful hostess. I abandoned my guests because I went to talk about plants. And Alex will lap it up. Alex will lap it up. Then Alex will be a bit possessive. Just a tiny, tiny little bit. Alex will make sure that everyone knows that I am Alex's girl. And then, well, you'll withdraw to the library to talk. business. And I will be a charming hostess. Max will be clueless. And both our covers will be intact. Well, unless I say something, or you say something. Because you could. You could expose me. But then again, so could I. I could reveal your true identity. But why would I do that to my partner? Of course, I don't know if we're partners yet. Because you'll want to think about it. You wouldn't be rash. I mean, it's too much at stake. But you're not going to do anything now. You're not going to do anything here, So why don't you take my arm? And we can go back to the party. It's been so nice, though. Talking to you. Because it's been so long since I got to talk about plants and trees and flowers and my roses. My prized roses. I really hope we can talk again. But of course, that's all up to you. I do hope you make the right choice. I would so hate to have to prune our relationship before it flowered. Of course you understand. Because you like plants too. You know how delicate they can be. So shall we go? I'm sure we've been missed.